Yeshiv Kabbalah is a non-profit organization founded for the distribution of the wisdom of Kabbalah and its values. It serves to support the growing need for a spiritual movement and promotes the self-education of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and therefore empowers the student to achieve his or her life goals. Learning the original principles of this wisdom can reconnect us with the true values of our society, including the belief in the dignity and freedom of man, democracy, and the freedom of speech.
Hello everyone, and Chodesh Tov. It's a new new month of Scorpio, Cheshvan, or Ma Cheshvan, and we'd like to understand the DNA, the inner code, the inner understanding of the month of Scorpio, because only when we understand, we have the power to not just to control, but also to use and to celebrate what's in every month, because every month has a gift that it's giving us, that the Creator is giving us through the energy of that month. And therefore, when we look at the month this way, then it looks totally different. I know many people that study astrology don't see it this way, but it's the way you should see it. Now, first of all, we have to understand that the influences of the month, stars, astrology, is not as many people think, and we have to explain that. Like, what does it mean? Because the sun goes right now into a part of the heavens that is called by someone, you know, someone decided that area of the heaven is called Scorpio. And therefore, you know, we have to be careful, because Scorpio is a disaster sign. Yeah. Always, like, you know, things that are not so nice happen in Scorpio. Okay, so you have to be careful. Why? Because somebody decided that when the sun goes into that area, that happens. First of all, people didn't just decide. How did they find out? There are many ways to explain. You know, sometimes it is experience, just seeing that, you know, certain things repeat every year. Or some people, like the ancient Kabbalists, they had the ability to leave their physical body and senses and to be able to go into the DNA of certain forces that are moving this universe, and they simply learn from talking to that DNA, not physical DNA like a human, but as we're going to see, every planet, every celestial body has its own energy, and it shows about something that affects humans. Now, we have to understand the Zohar in Parashat Yitro has a very distinct explanation how astrology works, because the Zohar does not say that a certain constellation in the heaven that could be like many light years away is affecting our lives. The Zohar doesn't agree with it. What the Zohar says is that these forces are the forces that are happening, you know, the different forces that appear in the universe on our planet every month, every astrological month, it is that they appear even without the stars. So what do we need the stars for? So, Kabbalah is teaching that God created the universe in a way that everything in a higher level has a manifestation in the lower level. The Kabbalists compare it to the stamp and the mark it leaves on the paper. The stamp has it 3D. The mark on the paper is an impression that is 2D. One dimension is missing. So every world, when something coming down up the worlds of Kabbalah, you know, 10 different levels, sefirot, each one of them is divided to 10 also, and so on and so forth. When the energy is coming down and devolving, not evolving, devolving, it's being like a stamp. Every level is stamping the one below with its powers and its energies. Therefore, everything we see in our physical, mundane level that we can perceive and understand with the five senses and the logic of the five senses is basically a shadow of 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 a shadow. So if you are understanding and learning the language of the Kabbalists, you start to realize that whatever you see is just a reflection of a reflection of a reflection of a reflection. And if you know how to extrapolate from one to another, you can start by looking at the reflection, you can start learning how the origin looks like. It takes a long years, needs a lot of training and exercise, a lot of inner spiritual cleansing and inner quietness. But that's how the Kabbalists realize from watching the stamps with the impressions, which is the physical dimension, and learning from that about what's really happening in the upper levels. So, for instance, we're talking about a zodiac sign, the Zohar in Parashat Yitro is saying that if you want to know what does someone feel, you know, when somebody feels something, he goes through an emotional issue. Where does he feel that emotional whatever he's going? Excitement, sadness. Where does the person feel? In his knee? No. Maybe it is an elbow. No. Maybe in the thumb. No. It feels somewhere in the chest, in the heart. You know, it depends what sign are you. Some people don't feel there. They just feel in the brain. But if you want to know how do people feel, you don't look at their heart. You don't look at their brain. You look at their face. But do people feel with their face? No, they don't. You don't feel with your nose. You don't feel with your cheeks. You don't feel with your mouth. You feel with your heart. But whatever you feel deep in your heart reflects on your face. And that's why the Hebrew word for face is panim, which is also the same word, same letters as pnim, which means inside, internally, which means the face, is, if we compare it to something modern, the face is the person's monitor. You know, you look at monitor, and you can read all kinds of interesting stuff. Where is this interesting stuff happening? In the monitor? Never. Could be happening a few thousand miles away, in another continent. But you see it on the monitor in front of you. And the Kabbalists are saying in Parashat Yitro, in the Zohar Parashat Yitro, that when you look at the stars in the sky, the stars of the sky are like the face of the universe. It doesn't happen over there the same way it doesn't happen in your face. But they reflect what does the universe feel. And when the universe feels Scorpio, the sky looks like a constellation that some people with very developed imagination decided it looks like a scorpion and not like another animal or anything else. Why did they decide that it's a scorpion? We'll see, because it has a meaning. Because the word for a scorpion in Hebrew has something to do with the whole issue of what a scorpion means. So let's try to see what Scorpio is about. Scorpio, or in Hebrew, the word is akrav, akrav, which is the more exact way to write it down in English, is A, what is lateral A? It's an ayin, A-Q-R-A-V, akrav. And it means scorpion. Very simply, a scorpion. But if you understand the Hebrew letters, the structure of the Hebrew letters, you will understand how you can get from the name scorpion in Hebrew, akrav, the details about what this month is about. So, the month of Scorpio is, or the month of Akrab, is starting in the Hebrew calendar, which is solar lunar. It's starting in the new moon of Scorpio. Now, sometimes it happens before the sun moves into Scorpio, and sometimes it happens after the sun moves into Scorpio. But what happens is that the Kabbalists know, and that's the biblical calendar also, that the satellite of Earth is the moon, and the moon, the same way as we're talking about when we look at the stars and the constellations, they reflect what the cosmos feels, its emotions. The emotions are here, the energies are here, but you have to look at the face of the heavens, which are the constellations and the stars, to know what's going on. So when the star moves into the constellation of Scorpio, it means the sun shifted its energy to the energy of Scorpio. But because when we're talking about humans, Kabbalists, they speak about the two big heavenly bodies, the sun and the moon, they see humans more like the moon, less like the sun. The sun can be more related to the creator, and the moon is like the creation. The sun, relatively, has endless energy, endless amount of energy. It needs nobody's energy. It shines by itself, no matter what happens. That fits more like the creator. The moon does not have any energy of its own, like humans, and it has exactly as much it reflects. Which means, how much light is there in the night sky? Endless. How much do you see? As much as the moon reflects. How much energy and light of the Creator is there available any moment, any place? Endless. How much is being seen? As much as people reflect. Which means, when a person has a desire to take for himself alone, and he stops that immediately, and he transform the ship, the movement, from movement from I want to myself, which is from outside to the inside. And when a person change the direction to a direction from how, not how can I get, but when a person transform it into how can I share and give and improve somebody else's life, that is how much a person has. Which means, you know, there's an old saying that says, how much do you have? And the answer is, as much as you gave. Why? Because whatever you think you have, you don't have, because that always somebody can take away from you. And whatever somebody can take away from you, you don't have. Because sooner or later, it's going to be taken away. Right? You know, how many people own something their great-grandmother had? Very few. Which means, it doesn't stay. Which means, if something is mine, but it's going to disappear sooner or later, is it really mine? No, it's not. Whatever is really ours is what we shared and what we gave. What kind of light we arouse and reveal in this world, that is ours. Everything else you can take with you. Remember that satiristic picture of the funeral vehicle going with a U-Haul to the funeral, you don't take it with you. I mean, we know the story about Pharaoh. He thought he could take it with him. He's now sitting, lying in the museum, paying back for all what he took. Right? So, this is a story. You can't just take it with you. So, the moon is the symbol of humanity. How much do you have? As much as you reflect. As much as you, instead of taking for yourself, you reflect and share with others. And that's why when we're looking at the heavenly sky, whatever determines the signs and the influence, the moon is dominant. Because the moon is more like humans than the sun. The sun is a constant, it never changes. The moon changes like we do. And that's why the moon is the female. And because humanity is the creation, it's the female of the creation, all of us, men and women. Because when you take, you are female in the Kabbalistic terminology. So we have females, and we have males, right? But that's what we see, that with females, they have a cycle like the moon has. Which means, the moon is the more dominant. So even when the sun goes into Scorpio, but the moon did not go yet, yes, you have an influence for Scorpio, but the energy in the cosmos, according to the Kabbalists, is still Libra, as long as there's no new moon of Scorpio. And that's why it's a mixture. That's why the Kabbalistic calendar is lunar solar. Some people by mistake think that the Hebrew calendar is only lunar. No. The Muslim calendar is lunar. The Hebrew calendar, like the Hindu calendar, and like the Chinese calendar, they are lunar solar. Very different. That's why the holidays in these three calendars, the ancient calendars, the Hebrew, the Chinese, and the Indian, the holidays always fall in the same seasons. In the Muslim calendar, that it's only the moon from other metaphysical reasons, then the holidays can shift along the seasons. So now, what else do we know about Scorpio? We know that Scorpio is the second month in the third season. That means a lot. Third season means that we have the Hebrew calendar four seasons. You know, every calendar has four seasons. But the Hebrew calendar there explains that there are four seasons because they relate to the four letters of the name of God, the Tetragrammaton, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. And this is the Vav. And if the first season is the Yud is connected to the element of fire. The Hey, the summer, connects to the energy of water. And the third one, the fall, is the Vav, which is the energy of Zeanpin, or air. Which means the three signs of the fall, they are dominated by the element of air. The three are Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. All three are influenced by air, although we would think that Scorpio, for instance, have nothing to do with air. But there is something about air, about Scorpios. Like all three, they're very much into what is right and what is just. Okay? All three are about this issue. Each one of them takes it differently. Why Scorpio takes it differently than the others? Here we have another influence. Scorpio is basically, as we say, in the base, because it is in the fall, it is an air sign. Okay? Sign of the fall. Second sign in every season, it's a left column. Left column means fire. It is also a fire sign. Fire sign. So we have already air and fire. And we have its element, which is an element that is known in a regular conventional astrology, and this is water. So what do we have? Scorpio is not just a water sign. It's a mixture of air, fire, and water. That's what Scorpio is about. Now, if you understand that mixture, you can understand the nature of Scorpios. Now, we have three signs in the zodiac that are water signs. We have Cancer. Cancer is the first sign of the summer. So it is the water of the water. That's why Cancer is emotional and unconditionally sharing. Because it's water of water. Sharing of sharing, right column of right column. And it's also the whole season, which is the summer, is also water dominated. So it's water, water, water. So that's why we know that the sign of Cancer are so extreme, because they go all the way to one direction, which is water, water, water. That's why they have so much difficulties to balance themselves. Okay. Scorpio is in the second sign in the fall. That's why it's a left column of the water signs. It's the fire of the waters. Which is, what is fire? For fire is me. Fire means I want, I need, I have to receive, I have to take. All the second signs are the most egocentric and most driven and motivated of all three signs of every season. These are the ones that are known, that are fixed signs in the conventional astrology, because they're very stubborn. It's very hard to change them. Why? Because they're middle of the season, they're not being influenced, but also because they're left column. Left column means me. It's very hard to tell somebody who doesn't listen, you know, about something else than he thinks about. Why he doesn't listen? Because he's busy with what he wants to do. This is sometimes very good, because, you know, people just listen to anyone. They never finish anything, because always somebody comes with another advice, what to do, and they just drop whatever they do and do what other people please, what other people want them to do. But the fixed signs, which are the Taurus, the Leo, the Scorpio, and the Aquarius, they are always left column. Deep, deep inside, they just think about what they want. They're very driven by what they want. Very hard to get in what somebody else wants. All these four signs. And now we have the third sign. What a sign is Pisces. Pisces is the third sign of the winter. Third in the central column. The air. So Pisces is the air of the water. That's why it's much easier to influence Pisces, because they are, although they are water and churning, they have also this thing about air, that they're very susceptible and very easy to be influenced. So let's deal with the Scorpio. So we understand that the Scorpio has, in one hand, the air influence. The other one, it has, it's a fixed sign, which is the left column, and it's a water sign, which is a very weird combination, but it gives a very powerful result. But this is not the only thing. I'm going to put everything together later on. But, you know, if you put the equation, it's not everything, because Scorpio also, we can look at the name. Remember we spoke about the name? The name is Akrav. So in the word, if you take the word Akrav, the Kabbalists say we can divide this word into a few elements. First of all, you have the first word that will come out will be Krav. Krav means in Hebrew a battle. We know that scorpions, on one hand, the water gives them a lot of emotionality. The fire gives them the desire to battle. It's not the only thing, there's some more. But it's very easy for a Scorpio to be fighting for something or against something. It's almost impossible to find them not fighting. It's like it's not their nature, there's no war, they'll invent one. That's what Scorpio is about. They have to be fighting. In the name, they have the word Krav. Krav in Hebrew means a battle. Okay. Another thing you have in the word Akrav is Akar. Akar means infertile. And we know that the most sensitive part of the Scorpio is their genitals. And that's why they could attract, if they are going out of balance, that's the first part that is being hurt. So that's an option. Okay, what else do we have? If you take the word Akrav, you find inside two more things that are really important. You take the first letter, Ein, the last letter, Bet, you get Ein Bet. 72 names, which every time the death appears, it means power, motivation, control, the ability to control, and people that need to be in control, because Ein Bet is also Chokhmah, 72, which means the need, the drive to go as far, as high as possible. That's Ein Bet. But in between the Ein and the Bet, there are two letters. They're not connected to each other. The two letters, Kuf and Resh. Kuf and Resh are not very nice to say when you study the Hebrew letters. They're not very nice letters. You know, the Resh is a letter that shows poverty, lack, and Kuf is a letter that shows giving energy to the other side. It's kind of a double agent with the other side. The dark side. When these two letters come together, it's a very dark force. Kuf and Resh is Kar. Kar in Hebrew means cold. Cold means that there's no heat. Which means when you use these two letters, when they come together, they're not so much so positive. Which means we know that scorpions, they have this issue about coldness. For instance, the Soviet Union was born in Scorpio and behaved as a typical Scorpio. When a Scorpio don't like somebody, sends them to the freezer, to Siberia. You know, they're dead, they're just in the freezer, it's gone, don't exist, it's over with. Same thing, you know, what did the Soviet Union do with the enemies of the government? They just went to Siberia. Tens of millions of them went to Siberia. Most of them didn't come back. Right? They got frozen. Okay? And also we know that it's also darkness. How do you visualize darkness? You know, it's not a coincidence that Halloween, for instance, falls in Scorpio, because it really fits Scorpio. Dark, spooky, weird, not happy, not exciting. You never see it in, you know, nice, happy, pastel colors. It's always dark, usually black and red. These are the colors of the Scorpio. And that's why also Scorpios are very secretive. You never know what's going on. They will never tell you, never show you. They have to really trust you to give you their secret, and they won't. Most of the time, they themselves, they don't even know. Because it's so secret, they don't even know themselves. And the secrets are so dark, and they have this attraction, like the Halloween, for instance, attraction to everything that is dark, spooky, and frightful. But this is not all. We said Kuf and Reish, which is coldness. And that means also that it's dark and cold. It's lack of energy. Lack of warmth towards people, towards whatever it needs. And also the danger of lack of excitement. Positive excitement. Could be that kind of excitement that we'll see where it comes from. First of all, let's go and read a little bit from the Book of Formation. The Book of Formation speaks about Scorpio, and it tells us that from the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, each one is responsible for one major force that the universe is made of. So if we're talking about Scorpio, it says in the Book of Formation that is related to Abram the patriarch, Himlich ot nun v'kashar lo keter. And God gave the power and the reign to the letter Nun, N-U-N, the letter Nun. Kashar lo keter, gave it a crown, v'tzarbo, and formed from the letter Nun. Remember this about the stamps? So on an upper level, it's a Nun. When it goes to a lower level, it gets the form of the zodiac sign of a Scorpio. Okay? So when we look at the stars and it looks like it is Scorpio, it means that the energy here is the energy and the frequency of Scorpio here. But it means that in the upper levels, something shifted. Energy flows through these filters. That this filter, one of them is called the letter Nun. Now what is the letter Nun stand for? Letter Nun stands for especially by Kabbalists, Nefila. Nefila means fall. Now, you know, some theory says that all languages in the world came from the Hebrew language. Why? The Hebrew language was the first language, and then the Tower of Babel, in the languages got mixed up, and then other languages stand out from Hebrew. And that's why you can find many Hebrew words in many languages. For instance, the English word fall is from Hebrew. In Hebrew, you say nafol. Nafol means to fall. But the letter Nun has a tendency to fall. It falls in many places when the letter Nun is in a weird grammatical structure, the letter Nun simply falls. It shows about falling. Nafol means it falls. Nun falls. And that's why one of the major sounds that is representing abundance and order and sustenance, the Psalms Tehillah David, that is not Moiz Ashrei, every sentence starts with one letter of the Hebrew alphabet. But there's no sentence starting with a Nun. Why? Who needs that letter? It's bad news. We don't want any falling in our sustenance. Right? And that's why the letter Nun, which is fall, do not appear in this place. Now, the letter Nun in the upper world gets and being formed as a sign of Scorpio. And what does it mean? It means that, for instance, when Scorpio comes in, something has to fall. For instance, the stock market in 1929, they fell in Scorpio. 1987, that was Scorpio. In Israel, in 1983, Scorpio, all banks in Israel went bankrupt. in a few days in Scorpio. Okay? Some say about what about the latest disaster in the stock market? It started before the month of Scorpio. Yeah, but it started under the influence of planet Pluto that belongs to Scorpio. And because Pluto started to move out of Sagittarius into Capricorn, and the screeching of Pluto on the border between that, this is the energy of Scorpio, which means that then everything that was high dropped down and fell. And they fell low, much low below their volume, their value. Much low below their value. Why? Because people have the energy right now of Nun. Falling, 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 dropping, dropping, dropping. That's why also that a lot of people are very depressed in the time in the month of Scorpio. And the fact is that in many places there's not so much sun, that's only an outcome. Remember the Kufresh, Kar, Kol, that separates the Ayin Bet of the 72 names. That's why in many mystical legends, Scorpio, the sign of Scorpio has few animals, not just a Scorpio. It's a scorpion, it's a snake, and it's an eagle. Because some scorpions can just be cold-blooded, killer, poisonous scorpion animal. Some can be a snake, which is also not so nice. And some, when they transform themselves and become spiritual, they become an eagle in the sky. Or the fourth animal is the phoenix. That's to show about the power of the scorpions, the Scorpio people, that they have very strong passions. On one hand, can get them into self-destruction. For instance, the Soviet Union. Who destroyed the Soviet Union? Themselves. The typical Scorpio. Okay? And they have the ability to resurrect themselves again. And Scorpios, they have like these ups, downs. And then they just start all over again. They have this amazing ability to resurrect themselves. You know, they can go, Scorpions can go through stuff that nobody can get out of that. Nobody can put himself together. Scorpions can do. Scorpions can do that. Okay, so so this is the energy of the Nun, which is falling, which, you know, you should be very careful. I'm not saying that every year during the month of Scorpio the stock market is collapsing, but it has to do with that. The big times, you'll always find the Latin Nun and Scorpio somewhere involved in that. Even if you think about Scorpio and Scorpion, the N, the Nun, fell somewhere, always falling and dropping. It's also, it teaches you to be spiritual. When things fall apart, and then you realize that the only thing that really is stable, you can count on, is wisdom and spirituality. Everything else comes and goes and falls. Sooner or later it will be falling. Now there's another element in Scorpio, which is the ruling planet. The ruling planet, according to the Book of Formation by Abraham, is Mars, planet Mars. Or in Hebrew, Ma'adim. Ma'adim in Hebrew means the red planet. The red planet, the redness. And red means also left column. Now what do we see about Ma'adim? It says, Imlich Odalet, so God reigned. The letter Dalet gave it a crown and formed with the energy of the letter Dalet in a lower plane. The planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, is a manifestation of the letter Dalet. So if Nun is the energy of falling, what is Dalet? Dalet is the energy of poverty. Dalet means in Hebrew, Dalut. Dalat is poverty, lack. And here we get the secret of Mars. What is Mars about? Mars is about lack. Mars is a planet of war. Who goes into war? Somebody who is in lack. Somebody who is fulfilled, satiated, and is calm, and has no desire whatsoever to fight about anything. Hungry people go for war. So, if we're talking about Mars, Mars shows hunger, neediness, desire, passion, and of course a lot of energy from the place of I need and a drive. You know, there are some, let's say if you go to Jupiter, that's a lot of energy from I have, therefore I share.
The energy of Mars is, I have a lot of energy because I'm so hungry, and I'll take from any place I can take. And that's where war is about. War is about the need and the energy of hunger and desires, and that's the letter Dalet. So let's see, for instance, there's an amazing commentary about the nature of planet Mars. It was written by Rabbi Avraham ben David, who was a great commentator of the Talmud and the Book of Formation. He lived in Spain some 1,000 years ago. But when he wrote an explanation about Mars, he wrote it from a place more as a vision, as he was channeling it. So what this great Kabbalist wrote, that's what he said. Let's see what he said. V'hu more al amitz lev. Mars shows about courage, kshe oref, stubbornness, azariyut, cruelty, alachima vakas, anger and rage, varetzichot vamilchamot, murder and wars. Because this is, it's the under the influence of Sfirat Gvura. Gvura means left column. So Scorpio has left column because it's second month of the water signs, and he has a left column, very strong one, for Mars. The combination of these gives Scorpios a lot of drive, and you just try to stop them from doing whatever they want. This is like impossible. And if you try, you know, you pay for it. You are in a war, and that's what Scorpio is about. You have this very strong power of planet Mars. Okay, and it's also responsible for al-sarei ha-chayil and generals, war, armies, va-shofchei damin, and people that shed blood, people who kill us. And it could be all kinds of killers, which means it could be butchers. Not just killers, like people who spill blood. Could be butchers. Could be surgeons. Could be people who do circumcise or perform circumcise. Could be hunters. Could be people who fight for a living. How do you call it? Mercenaries. Any kind of people that make a living and enjoy, and simply their home is fighting and killing and spilling blood. And it could be blood of animals or blood of humans. And also a lot of skills that are connected to fire. Because what is fire? Fire is left column. Remember, Scorpio is the energy of left column. Also Mars is left column. What is fire? Also fire shows about creativity. As Rabbi Zakaria says, you look at the fire and you can never be bored. It recreates itself all the time, and that's why art comes out also from Mars and from Scorpio. Art, creativity, because fire is creative. Okay, what else? Ki lo ha'esh gedola velo ha'zahav ha'pninim. Also, Mars is connected to gold, red, and gold always goes with passion, right? Platinum is not so, because it's called gold. Gold goes with passion. Silver doesn't go with passion. Gold goes with passion. Create passion, because that's the passion of Mars. Red pearls also connect to Mars. V'chol davar adom, and anything red. V'al bitul ha'chafatzim v'ikuv b'shtatfoy b'ina. And also, Mars will show also about destruction and delay. And delay. Because sometimes when you have too much energy, too much left column, it creates short circuiting, and it means delay and canceling of stuff. Things that weren't and not anymore. You know, what does a war create? Creates a lot of energy, a lot of emotions, and a lot of stuff is missing that was there, but it's not there anymore after the war. That's what Mars is doing. Elimination. Velo kominei pachad, and Scorpio has a lot of fear. Fear. You know, the Scorpios, like, they can almost invent the fear. You know, what kind of a holiday is that? It's not I won't say it's not a Kabbalistic holiday, but Halloween, it is about scaring people. Like, this is a typical Scorpio event, typical Scorpio thing. What, you know, what kind of a holiday is there to scare people, right? But this is the time. If there is a time along the year to do that, this is the time. Okay? And so, fear. And even like, you know, all of these kind of people that, there are a lot of people that love to be scared. Not just on Halloween. They just go to all kinds of theme parks that to be scared. It's all kinds of people that have in their blood something to do with Mars or something to do with Scorpio or both of them. Otherwise, like, I don't understand why should somebody pay to be scared. You know, there are a lot of signs that have nothing to do with it, because what for? What do I need? You know, I don't need to be scared. What else is Shichut uveit habishul, getting drunk? That also connects to Mars, and the place of refine. You know, when you refine alcohol, that's the energy. It's hot alcohol, the whole thing. It's about, and what happens when you get drunk? You become combative, right? And angry. Velo habasar v'adam v'tavlin. It also connects to flesh, meat, blood, and hot spices. Can get the you know, the whole vision. Vayayin ha'adom ha'meorer mitzad adin al abiyah v'tashmit. It's also the awakening towards sexual desires, but not from the side like Venus. Venus has a sexual drive, which is in the place of enjoyment and beauty and happiness and aesthetics and stuff like this. The Mars sex is about kind of, it's a combative sex. You know, sex that is out of, it's bloody, it's a totally different, and I think whoever knows what I'm talking about. Okay? And that's about a velo hakina, so that's this kind of sex, sexual drive. Velo hakina v'asina. Also, jealousy and hatred. They're also coming from there. ולא אדם אשר הוא הנפש וחיותו של אדם ולא החום הטבעי. There's many other things. More realistic, it shows about robbery. על הרוגי חרב, people were killed, wounded, and the הפצעים. ולא המרקחות החמות. Also Mars is all the medicines that are spicy, hot energy. Which if you see it, you have the two sides of everything. You have one side, blood. You have people spill blood to make a living. You have servants and butchers. On the other hand, you have killers, mercenaries, and soldiers. Okay? Also, all kinds of diseases that are connected to high fever. It's also. And, of course, there's more, but I think we kind of got the idea. Of course, falling from high places. Okay. So what do we do during the time of Scorpio? It's like, you know, is it all that bad? And we know that a lot of people that very powerful people and very influential, they were Scorpios. For instance, many people say that King David was a Scorpio. No, he was a redhead. He was hot-blooded, whoever knows the stories. You know, he had 18 women, but still it was not enough. He had, then he needed a Bathsheba that was married to someone else, and then, you know, they found a loophole about it, but he couldn't wait, he had to have her. That's a really a Scorpio thing. It was very passionate, and if you read the Book of Psalms, you see so much passion and so much wars, so much fight in their fights, that it's all like so Scorpionish thing. And then, and who is like, you know, King David was amazing. He wrote Psalms that this is immortal poetry, and it's something that takes you and connects you to God. So that's King David. On the other hand, we have Rabbi Chaim Vital. Rabbi Chaim Vital was the main student of the Ari. Everything we know about Kabbalah nowadays is what he wrote, because he came to this world for one purpose and one purpose only, which is to be a student of the Ari and deliver the message of modern Kabbalah to the world. he was a Scorpio. And that's why it says that, it says, in, he describes in his book, The Gates of Reincarnation, that he would work really, really hard, with passion. Only Scorpios can have that passion, to focus on spirituality and focus so hard about transformation and the love of the Creator and the love of this, of the study and the Torah. And only Scorpios can have this passion. He would reach such a high level that he will have walk-ins of Rabbi Akiva, of the greatest sages ever. It was like he was a train station of the highest soul ever walked on earth, Rabbi Engishal. Then he would come home, and his wife would get him mad, just like this. She'd get him angry, and he would explode and lose everything he achieved with anger. That's so much a Scorpio. Not just that he had Italian blood, because his father was, his family came from Calabria in south of Italy. But so the mixture of Italian blood and being a Scorpio was like devastating. But he achieved the level of being the messenger of Rabbi Isaac Luria's teachings. We don't know anything about Rabbi Isaac Luria, really, only what he delivered to us. That was his mission in life. We have also Matityahu the high priest, the father of the Maccabees, the one who declared war on the Greek Empire. He was a Kohen, but he was a Scorpio. He declared the war, but it was the only war. A war on negativity inside, and through winning inside, they conquered on the outside. But that was Matityahu, the high priest, which is that brought us the gift of Hanukkah. He was a Scorpio, the 15th of Cheshvan. So this is like, you know, Scorpios are never dull nobodies. They always have this intense power to be somebody. Even if they are nobody, they are somebody. Because so much energy, so much power. Now the question is like this. What do they do with the power? Do they abuse the power? Let this intense energy mess up their lives? Or they learn somehow to focus and to harness all of this power and to turn it into something constructive. Okay, so let's see what the Bnei Yisrael is saying. But first of all, you understand that if the Scorpio has the thing of Nun falling, their tikkun is to fight up the stream, no matter what, and fight the falling, to be aware when they're doing it to themselves and to step out of it. There also, we know that Scorpio is a water sign, and you have all of this like fire inside that water, which means it's a boiling fire. So when would the flood happen if not during the time of Scorpio, the 17th of Cheshvan? That's when the flood happened. That's why when we read the story of the flood, it's always the first Shabbat in Scorpio. Why? This Scorpio is a flood. You need an ark to protect yourself. And that's why we get the Parasha of Noach that starts with what letter? Noach? Nun. That's, you know, how you heal. How you heal the Scorpio. To heal that energy and to give us that energy of protection of the ark as we go through the flood of emotions that the sign of Scorpio is about. Now, personally, I love the sign of Scorpio. Why? Because it is so intense. And not just, I'm talking about whenever the month of Scorpio is coming, this is the best month of the year. Why? You get so much to be done, that if you don't do it during Scorpio, you won't do it for the next 6 months. Because it is so intense, if you really use that power, instead of being busy feeling sorry for yourself, and watching, oh, this fell, no, this fell, no, this fell. You know, it is, no, just look, instead of looking down after the falling noon, look up after the soaring eagle or the phoenix. If you look up, and that's a tikkun of a Scorpio, by the way. If you're busy with whatever falls, you know, when something falls, you have this like, and your gut feeling. And when you're busy with that gut feeling, the rest of the world is dead. The rest of the world is in the freezer, it's finished, it's frozen, and you're busy with, but I feel. If you're busy with that, the whole world stands still. In your perception. But the world doesn't stand still. The world goes on You are the one who's standing still. You are the one who goes into the in the Siberia, and you're the one that is in Siberia in the glacier, while the rest of the world is moving on. And when you somehow defrost, you realize you're back behind. Or the other choice is to warm it up and to get yourself not cold, kufresh, but warm yourself up towards what the Kabbalah is saying, being excited towards lofty goals. And if you are excited about lofty goals, you won't fall after that emotional dropping, falling, collapse that Scorpio is about. So if you take a ride and you just connect to these letters, Dalet and Nun of the month of Scorpio, which is, Dalet Nun in Hebrew is Dan. Dan means judgment. Judgment. Also, one of the systems says that the tribe of Dan, that his symbol was a snake, Samson, remember Samson and Delilah? He was a leader of the tribe of Dan, exactly a Scorpio story. Power, passion, sex, everything was there. Scorpio. Right? Killing, revenge, emotions. Typical Scorpio story. That was Samson. Okay? Now, if we use during the Ana Bekoach, the third sentence, Nagi Bo Dorshe Yechudcha Kevavat Shomren, then you use the letters Dalet and Nun, and instead of connecting to the frozen aspect and the emotional aspect, use it to inject inside the passion, the devotion, the energy, the stubbornness, being able to be fixed and focused on something, because the Hebrew name of the month, Scorpio, the biblical name, very few months have a biblical name. The names that we know are kind of later, but the biblical name of the month of Scorpio is Bull. No, Bullseye. Strike right to the point. But there's also another thing. The Bnei Yisachar, Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech Chobdinov, is saying the letter combinations of this month is from the Yud Kei Vav Kei Vav, Hey, Hey, and Yud, which is also a very powerful meditation for this month. Vav, Hey, Hey, and Yud. And also, he says that from his, he's using another system of the tribes, and according to that system, the tribe for Scorpio is Menashe. Menashe means being forgotten, which is also like, you know, when you say Siberia, nobody remembers you. But he's saying that there's a big secret in that, because he's saying that the two temples were established in two different months that have special power, but the first temple and the second temple. The first temple was Tishrei. The second temple was celebrated and dedicated in Kislev, Sagittarius. And the third temple, which is the eternal temple, is going to be established in the month of Scorpio. Because there's so much lack in this month, when you fix it and transform it, this is the energy of Mashiach. This is the energy of Mashiach. Transforming war into peace. And he's saying also, you can see that there's a lot of signs for that, and that's the transformation of Scorpio is for instance, he's saying, you take the whole Torah, the energy of the Torah. The Torah starts with what letter? Bet. It finishes with the letter Lamed. But the middle letter of the whole Torah is Vav. What do you get? Bet, Vav, Lamed, Bul, which is the biblical name of this month, which is including the whole Torah from beginning to the end. What an intense power. It has Bul, the whole power of the Torah. It has the 72 names. When you overcome coldness and you get excited about peace and you use all the fire and all the emotions, the water, into be excited about positive things, that this is the energy of Mashiach, and that's the building of the third temple, the eternal one. The one that is the real temple.
Now he's saying that is also in the sign of Scorpio. You have the of Menashe. There's a lot of symbols about that also, and but this is basically the energy of this month. So I think that this is a gets us into this energy and gets us to be excited about the coming of the month of Scorpio and the using of the energy of Scorpio to get down, make yourself a list and just attack it, focus on it, because when this month is over, whatever you don't get to be done in this month, the next month is going to be so easy to achieve, because the energy of Scorpio will give you the drive, the support and the help. Just be focused on doing good, thinking good, and of course love your fellow man as yourself. Thank you.